Parents and caregivers who are part of the Texas foster care system have been watching the legislative session that ended Monday. They hope lawmakers would help shore up a system that has not always provided adequate care for neglected and abused children. Governor Greg Abbott is signing several bills Wednesday aimed at providing more money and resources for foster care. TPR's Louisa Jonas takes a look at the challenges that need to be addressed.
A small girl stands next to the kitchen table at Richard and Yolanda de Jesus' house. She's 4 years old. In some ways, she acts her age. She likes to color, to be read to play with dolls and with other kids. But Richard de Jesus says in many ways, their foster child does not act her age.
She was homeless. She was used to panhandle for drugs for the biological parents. She is 4 years old in age, but she's actually 10, 12 years old in street mentality. This is a girl that will deceive you big time because of her age and her looks. And she is an innocent child that was taken advantage of by, you know, corrupt biological parents that abused her and neglected her.
In almost 8 years, the De Jesuses have fostered more than 60 children. They primarily take in kids who have emotional issues due to abuse and neglect. De Jesus says the behavioral issues have run the gamut from dismantling rooms, biting, cursing, and throwing things at them. Anais Miracle is vice president of external affairs for the children's shelter. She says behavior like this may stem from anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or undiagnosed autism. Things may set the children off, like a piece of clothing, certain smells, a movie, or music. She says if they've been starved, they may hoard food in their backpacks or under their beds.
When you have experienced chronic abuse and neglect, you are going to suffer from symptoms related to trauma. And you do not want to take in a child you know that you cannot take care of because of their emotional behaviors, because it would then disrupt that child's life again to say, well, nobody wants me. And then they're going to have to go back into care again and find another home to go into.
But there aren't enough qualified foster homes. From September through April, 380 kids slept at Child Protective Services offices in Texas because there was nowhere else to send them. Lawmakers approved funding for those who take care of children who are difficult to place because of psychiatric problems or special medical care. They also approved financial assistance so more family members, like grandparents, can take care of children in their homes. Erica Benuelos is Regional Director of Child Protective Services.
Some of our kids have been in relative placements, and the caregivers just don't have the ability to meet their needs. And so then they do come back with us, and then we have to find placement outside of where they were at.
One thing state lawmakers didn't adopt was a program to provide a kind of foster parent training touted by Barbara Elias Percival, the director of Texas Lawyers for Children. She says a lack of proper training for foster parents is one of the reasons there's a shortage of homes. Elias Percival says some adults aren't prepared to deal with behavioral problems and end up sending kids back into the system. The law would have provided evidence-based training, and Elias Percival considers one practice the best.
It's an approach to dealing with these children that's based on a relationship of trust and ways to develop that relationship of trust, so that the children feel safe and feel connected to a trusted adult and learn how to regulate their emotions.
One goal of the legislation that's passed is keeping children in a community they know instead of shuttling them around the state. Lawmakers voted to privatize more of the foster care services and give local organizations more responsibility to care for foster children in their communities. De Jesus said he had a teenage foster girl with him for a year who was sent to Houston because Child Protective Services couldn't find a suitable foster home for her in San Antonio.
Automatically, she knew she was going to be disconnected from her other six siblings. It was nobody that was going to be around to visit her. Her biological father, which was still able to have visits with her, obviously, they don't have the means to be going over there often to see her.
It's the kind of scenario caregivers hope to avoid with new reforms and additional resources. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.